Dictation for Robert Erskine, E-R-S-K-I-N, February 147. Addresses a letter to Kurt Anderson, 463-2249. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Mr. Erskine with advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, has prostate cancer active, last visit in April. Two meals a day, a stable weight, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea. Was on diuretics for increased edema. Presently no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea. Does not use oxygen at home. Blood pressure was running in the low side. Discontinue AVA Pro. Has received blood transfusion when he was in the hospital. Present medications. Only toprol as a blood pressure. Otherwise, diabetes, cholesterol, triglyceride treatment. Present blood pressure 144 for over 50 on the right side. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No ascites. Presently, no gross edema or only trace. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistry is in June. Creatinine 2.9 for a GFR of 21. Normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, severe anemia 6.1 with low MCB 74, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4 appears progressive. A number of factors including congestive heart failure, clinically stable, a component of cardiorenal syndrome, the prostate cancer, but I'm not aware of urinary retention, follows with Totocotan, C-O-T-A-N-T, continuous all fluid restriction, diuretics as needed, he has severe iron deficiency anemia, will do blood transfusion, but the most important treatment will be replacement of iron, intravenous if preferred by the patient. He has prior radiation for prostate cancer, causing radiation proctitis, probably the source of this anemia. Presently, no need for phosphorus binders, so change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Needs to start educating himself about dialysis and options. Prolonged visit.